You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome back, Profit Connectors. I have another exciting episode today, and it is my pleasure to welcome my guest today, Jesse Holmes. Let me tell you a little bit about Jesse, and then we're going to dive into some really cool stuff that he's been working on. He has some really incredible discoveries for you today, and this is just going to be an excellent use of your time today. So Jesse helps entrepreneurs generate one warm lead or referral every day for 90 days. Hey, Jesse, welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Sharon. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. So tell us, before we dive into like the nitty gritty, tell us a little bit about Jesse. Like, how did you get to this point? How did you discover this piece that's so instrumental in growing our businesses?
So 339-ish days ago, I got a text message from my media buyer. So my last business, I spent, I don't know the exact number, I should get an exact number, but a couple million dollars on paid advertising, on print advertising, to scale my health supplement business to $11.9 million in sales. 339-ish days ago, I get a message from my media buyer saying, hey, so-and-so just got hit by the FTC for $4.9 million. And at that point, I said, okay, I think it's time for me to pivot to a new business direction, because I didn't want that kind of heat heading my way. Mm-hmm. And so that started me on a journey of, okay, brand new business. That was an offline business. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 16 years old, but that last business I ran for about 9 years, completely offline, nothing digital marketing at all whatsoever. I used to be involved in digital marketing space very heavily before this last business, but I just kind of popped out for a bit, did my own thing. Coming back, I wanted a digital business. I wanted something where I could help people, a personal brand, give value, something that had a little bit more higher margins, recurring revenue, and things like that. So I started my own coaching business for entrepreneurs. Awesome. The biggest struggle that I had was having consistent warm leads or referrals without having to spend a whole bunch of money on ads or doing really spammy cold outreach. So that was my biggest struggle, which takes me to today, which are the four shifts that took me from not knowing at all where my next lead was coming from to having more referrals and leads that I know what to do with.
Awesome. Well, before we jump into that, can you define for me, like, a cold lead is somebody that you haven't ever met. You maybe pick up a business card or you find them somewhere, but there's absolutely no connection to that person at all, as opposed to a warm lead, which you either know somebody or somebody who knows somebody referred you to them, right?
Yep. Absolutely. So a cold lead would be, you know, the stuff that you see on Facebook or DMs all the time saying, hey, I saw you. I like your thing. Just people, you know, out of the blue message you and trying to pitch you their stuff. That's what I call a cold lead. It's just like knocking on a door, reach out to someone, you know, just handing out a flyer to someone random on the street. That's the coldest lead imaginable.
And talk about cold leads. How are they in terms of sales prospects? Like
they're the lowest of the rung. They're the worst of the worst. Not the worst of the worst. It's just there's no like clarity or preciseness to it. There's no, it's more of a scattershot. It's more of a spray and pray hope marketing, where if it's a numbers game, if I hit enough people with my strongest effort and energy, it's the most inefficient way to sell someone.
So As we know, warm leads would be much preferable. A warm lead is somebody like, you know, that they're somehow they've heard of you. Like a cold lead, they don't know you at all. They don't have any idea who you are or what you do. So everything is building, you know, you have to build all of the education around it. And a warm lead comes to you from somebody that they've been in your circle. They've heard you speak. They've interacted with you in some way. Or somebody that they trust said, hey, you should do business with this person. So that's the power of lead.
That's the warmest lead you can possibly get is someone who knows, likes, and trusts you already saying, "Hey, I got a guy that'd be perfect for what you do." Like, there's no better way to build a bit. Most businesses are built around referrals, word of mouth marketing, because it's the proof that, wow, if it worked for this guy and he's willing to tell other people about this, he must be good. It's literally the warmest lead you could possibly get.
Absolutely. I was actually at a networking event yesterday and I met someone. They have a marketing agency actually, and she said for 4 years, every single job that they have had has come to them through referrals. They don't do, she said it's ironic, they're a marketing agency. She's never marketed her marketing agency because everyone comes to her through referrals.
It's because it's a proof that they're doing something right, that their product speaks louder than their marketing, right? If someone says, "You got me the results so well that I'm excited to tell somebody else," there's nothing more powerful than that.
Yeah, awesome. So I promised that we would get into a little bit of discovery today. And Jesse and I were talking before the podcast about some of the discoveries that he's made. And I think that this is it's a really powerful way to look at what you're doing in your business, because if you have the right attitude and the right mindset, there's a discovery in everything that you do. Even if something doesn't work, you discovered something that didn't work, a process or a system or a strategy or tactic that just didn't land to get you the results that you want. So I love the idea of discovery. And I think he said there were four that he came up with in the last how many
Four
months?
little things.
Four.
300. The discovery. Well, the process has been 339 days of this journey that I've been on, but the discovery hit about a week or so ago was when I started implementing this system, and it went from like, oh, what am I going to do, to, oh my goodness, I have so much coming my way now, what do I do? So it's been a huge shift and a complete breakthrough and game changer for me, and it's
Awesome.
going to be really helpful, especially even if you're an established business or if you're a brand new business getting started out. You're like, wow, I don't have any testimonials. I don't have any customers. Like, how can I build warm leads and referrals if no one's worked with me yet? And
Right.
so, if you're a brand new entrepreneur, you don't have a single client under your belt, I promise you this system will work for you.
Awesome. So let's get into the discoveries.
Okay. The shift number one was giving people what they want. Yes, giving and leading with giving. But giving people what they want in a way that makes them want to refer you. I struggled so much with overgiving my value. I would talk about this, that, and the other thing. I'd just give, 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 give. But it never resulted in someone saying, "Oh, this would be a perfect client for you." It was just me expending energy giving with a very poor return on my giving. So this shift that I found is, how do I give them what they want that makes them want to refer me, or makes me want them to work with me even further?
Yeah,
So.
that's a really good distinction of what you're doing, because I think we hear, give it away, give your best stuff away, oh, be open, be generous. And if you don't have the right tactic, if you don't have the next part, because it's not just give, it's give and. So if you don't have that next part, it just feels like you're pouring and pouring out, pouring out, pouring out, pouring out, and you're not getting anything in return. Because honestly, customers are that they do what you tell them to do. If you just are giving them value and not telling them the next step or how to turn that into something else, then they're just going to take that value and say, thank you, you're amazing, and move on. So it is that next little piece that is the magic part of it. So talk a little bit more about that.
Okay, perfect. So let me give you an example of this first shift. So I gave people a lot of things, but they weren't willing to reciprocate, only because I wasn't giving them what they truly wanted. I was giving what I thought they wanted. I thought they wanted content for their podcast. I thought they wanted to learn more. I thought they wanted this and the other thing. The end of the day, when you're working with businesses, what they want is more business. Full stop. And so I started shifting from, "Hey, let me talk about your podcast, about this, this, and the other thing," to being, here's my new pitch. You want to hear my pitch to someone now? Let me send some business your way."
Yes. That's brilliant. Because who's going to say no to that?
I have yet to find someone say no to that.
I love that. I love that.
So that's
Go ahead.
giving them what they want. It's getting a yes, like, yes, that's what I want. So that's shift number one. So shift number two was making sure that you know exactly who they want. So I say, hey, do you want more business? Yes, want more business. Okay. Who is your ideal? Like, who do you want more business of? Like, what can I send your way that would be of best value to you? And so my one little pitch for that is say, hey, my audience is full of this, that, and the other thing. These clients, these coaches, six and seven figure entrepreneurs and earners. These are the people that I have in my network. Are these the like type of people that you like to get in front of?
Well, what I love about this is that you are digging into clarity, which is, everybody is so focused on. We were talking earlier about like the gunshot, right? The shotgun system, right? Throwing everything out there, and a lot of people are like, oh, I just need everybody. Everybody's my client. Everybody, I can work with anybody. Everyone needs a roof. Everyone needs, a dry cleaning. Everyone needs whatever. So, and that's not necessarily true. So, getting really clear about who it is that you need to reach, and is this person in front of you the person to help you get to that place?
That's right. That's right. And so the next shift for me was help them get in front of the right people. So now I've, you want more business? Yes. Are these your ideal customers? Is this the type of people you want to get in front of? Yes. Okay. Let me help you get in front of the right people. And I'll actually give an example. I can actually kind of give you an example right here and now.
Okay.
Here's what I do and walk people through. I say, what is your transformation story that you want your customer to experience? And what were the three biggest breakthroughs or shifts that got you from where you were to where you want to take them? So that's enter into the prospect with it.
Talk a little bit more about that transformational shift, because it's a little bit of lingo, and while I think I understand what you're saying, talk a little bit more about what do you mean by that and break that down for us.
So the best way to make to get customers is you take an unhappy person, you make them happy, you turn the frown upside down. So you need to say, you need to enter into where they're at, their unhappy state. Say, hey, I was where you were. Now, here were the three biggest things that turned my frown upside down, that took me from zero to hero, rags to riches, my transformation from where you are at to where you could be. And this is where I am at. And here are the three things or three or four things that I learned that took me from here to here. And by
And isn't
walking them through
this
those steps,
is so brilliant, because it works for every business. It's not just, you hear transformation, you're like, oh, what transformation do I give as a dry cleaner? You transform dirty clothes into clean clothes, and you help them look more professional, and you help them, they don't have to go through the agony of steaming their own clothes. What problems are you solving? I think for my critical piece for any business owner is you need to understand that you are solving someone else's problem. And if you will like think about your business, not by what you do and how you think about it, but how are you solving someone else's problem, and using this transformation story that Jesse's talking about actually makes it so relatable, because we know what it's like to have to, be at some meeting and our clothes that we're going to speak on stage are dirty, and we need to get them cleaned. And we have, yeah, I mean that's, or whatever that might be. But what did that transformation, that the need is, I need my suit to be cleaned because I'm speaking on stage in 3 days. That is a problem I need solved. So the transformation you're going to give me, if you're a dry cleaner, is to make that suit perfect for me, and I don't have to worry about it. I come by, I pick it up, it's ready to go, and I can go on out to my speaking engagement confident that I'm going to look good on stage. That's the transformation that even, like brick and mortar doesn't have, this doesn't just mean for coaches because it sounds really coachy languaging, but that transformation is for everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you want me to help you pull out a juicy transformation story to identify with your ideal client that might be listening to this podcast?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So what I need from you is the where you were to where you are now and your three biggest breakthroughs. So enter into where your ideal client may be right now, whether it's, I know, for instance, I talked to someone the other day. They said, you know what, I maxed out my credit card. I spent all my money that I had on advertising and a marketing agency with poor results. Then I started my own podcast, and here's the three things that I took me to now going from here to now booking $500,000 in sales using my podcast. So that was an example of his transformation story, and he gave me his three biggest breakthroughs. So I don't know exactly what your biggest transformation story, but what is the kind of the promise that you helped them, and what was your transition to where you are now?
So what personally with when I work with my clients, what I help them do is position their businesses so that they can be profitable, that they can be sustainable and leave a legacy if that's what they want to do with their business. Because whenever people start their businesses, they start them with just whatever's in front of them, right? They're passionate about something, they have an idea or an invention. Someone says, hey, you'd be really great at this. And off they go into their entrepreneurial journey and they just do whatever is in front of them next. Okay, I need a name, I need a bank account, I need whatever, all those things. And they put all the pieces together and they start their business. And what happens when you build your business that way, which is the way almost everyone builds their business, there's nothing wrong with it, but that creates gaps and weaknesses in the actual foundational principles of the business itself. I have the seven pillars of profit where we figure out the seven areas in your business where you need to put systems and processes in place so that you actually can grow and scale. So that's what I help my clients with, is I help them run their business like a business, figure out what's missing, because there's stuff that you do amazingly, and then there's stuff that you don't do at all, or you do very minimally. And there's ways to do it so that it runs like a top, if you will. So
Okay.
to get
So
your business, you know.
walk me through your transformation. What was your business like before? Like, where were you at, where your ideal client may be right now? Where was that place that you were at before having that business running like a top? What was the struggle, and where were that desperate point that you were, that low point that you were at? And what would you say were your three biggest, like, light bulb breakthrough aha moments that took you from that to having a smooth running business, focusing on the right things that leaves a legacy?
Yeah. So the first hurdle that I came across was I had no idea how to run a business. When we started my husband and I ran a multiple six-figure award-winning business that we ran for over a decade, and then we sold for a profit. When we started, had no idea. So the first thing was to find out what we didn't know. So that is a piece that I bring in. What is it that you don't know that you're not aware of, or that you know and you don't want to do? So that was the first piece. The second piece was getting good at what we did. One of the pillars that I talk about is the thing you do. The thing you do can be more efficient, better run. There's ways you can put things in place so that you're focusing on only the pieces that you want to focus on, and the things that you don't want to focus on, we delegate or hire somebody. We can take care of that in another way, because business owners just get so bogged down with all of that. So, getting good at what you do, getting really good, getting good at customer service, learning what the customers want, what is it that they're buying? Because a lot of businesses are trying to sell something, as you said earlier, that the clients aren't buying. So we need to find out what is that thing that they're actually buying, and focus on that. And then the third thing would be, would be scaling. We went from being able to do one thing at a time to be able to six things or eight things or 10 things at the same time, so that we're actually maximizing how we can bring in business and do more with the same amount of time.
I love that. I love that. That's amazing. After this podcast, I'm gonna interview you and have you retell that story for my audience, because I think they'll get a ton of value out of
Thank you.
that.
Okay, yeah. So that's my transformation in 3 points.
I love that. That's amazing. So here's what I do with this part of the system. So this is step four. I record a quick 5-minute interview of you telling your transformation story, your three biggest breakthroughs, and then I put it in front of my highest engaged audience. And then I help you maximize that engagement. So I tag you in the post. I say, you know, if people like or comment on this, follow up with those people. There's a reason why they liked or engaged or resonated with that story. They might either be your ideal client, or they know someone who'd be a perfect client for you.
Right. I love that. And so what you're doing, Jesse, is you're taking that next step, which is, we also as business owners sometimes think about that one-way street, and you're making it a two-way street, right? You're making it so that there's now a way that you've opened a door for people to come in and to interact and connect with the business owners that you're talking to. And there's that, we talked about the win-win. I don't remember if we talked about it before we got on the call. But the win-win, and I'm all about that's my philosophy. Win, I love to have a win-win-win. Win for me, win for you, win for our clients. I love the three-way win. And anytime that we are giving and if we are taking and giving, like we're closing that loop, the more powerful our network becomes, the more powerful and strategic everything that we do is. And it actually, you get better and you become more and bigger by giving back and not just being on the taking end. Because you've been to those networking meetings, right? Where people are like handing out their business cards, going, here's my card, do business with me. Here's my card, do business with me. Okay, I want your business. Here's my card. And they're not really listening to even what you do or anybody else in the room is doing. They just want to hand out all their cards.
Right, that's right. And this shift from me trying to take everything I can get to how can I give them exactly what they want, make sure it's what they want, help them get in front of the right people for them, and then maximize the value of what I give them. Once I made that shift, I have people, even before I share my post and interview with my audience, already sending me referrals and wanting to say, how can I help you more? And it's a complete shift. I didn't even sell them. I didn't even like give them my product yet. I just help them give them what they want. And all of a sudden in return, they're like, this would be perfect for this. I have one lady that sent me six referrals in the last day or two because it's just like, wow. And it's like, I didn't even like all I did was the four things that I just told you, and it just completely changed everything.
Right. It's so powerful that opening the door and making the connection and being really, really clear about what problem you're solving and that being the problem they want solved. In my book, I did a whole series on my book. So if you want to go back and look at that, I won't go into the whole details. But one of the characters in my book, Maya Rat, is so focused on what she wants to do. She doesn't look at what her clients are buying and where they want to get their value. So it really is a very common mistake that business owners make. And we can't blame them, right? Because when you're doing what you do, you're focused on what you do. Like if you ask somebody what they do, they're going to go, "Oh, I make widgets, and they're really good widgets for holding up your umbrella when it's raining outside." And you know what? I use this kind of material and it takes me this long to work on it. It's really easy to use. And they just get so in the weeds about what they do and how they do it and how and it's very common for business owners to keep that viewpoint and not look at it from the viewpoint of the customer. And that's the one that we need to get better at. And that's what you're talking about today, I think, Jeff.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's so easy to get focused on what do I do, my effort, my this, that, and the other thing, when it really is, it should have nothing to do with me. It should be everything to do with my customer, what they want, what's in it for them. That's the only way that they're going to reciprocate.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. How do you find the what's in it for them? How can business owners shift that perspective to start talking about, thinking about marketing to that what's in it for them?
Yeah, it's a great. Do you mind giving me an example of a business, and let me try and walk you through it? Do you have any examples for
Sure.
me?
Let's pick a I did dry cleaner already. Let's pick a restaurant.
A restaurant. So you gotta. So if I want, so you want to help a restaurant. You want to sell. You want to help do the marketing for a restaurant, or you want to help the restaurant themselves?
What I want you to do, what I'm talking about is the restaurant owner, the person who
Yeah.
owns the business. How can they get out of their headspace of, this is what I do, this is how I do it. I've heard it called making the sausage, right?
Yep.
People don't care what goes inside the sausage. They want to have an a good eating experience at the end. And
Yep.
business owners will tell you all of the things that they do and how they do it and why they do it and what they do, and don't really think about it from the perspective of the client.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is you got to figure out what does my ideal client want? What are they, is it they truly want? For me, when I'm working with other business owners, they want more business. If you're a restaurant owner, they want food. So you need to say, give them what they want, even if it's like a sample or something like that for free, and then get their feedback. Say, hey, is this what you want? Is this what you really is this what like, and then tell me about it. Is tell me what it was like when you tried it and what you would suggest to improve it, and then like build in a system of can you would you if I did this for you, would you be willing to invite your friends and family to help come and enjoy a meal together kind of thing. Lead with figuring out what they want, making sure you're giving them what they really want. And then help them get what they want and maximize what you're giving them.
Yeah. So one way you could do that as a restaurant owner is have, if you have four dishes, like try all four dishes. Which one did you prefer? Or you could do like, which one is more popular? I'm offering four dishes and I'm going to track for 2 weeks which one sells the most. Then
Yeah.
I'm gonna then that's your customers are gonna tell you, hey, this is the one we like, item number one, the best. That's the one you sold far and above more of than the other three. Or if it's a tie, look at the numbers.
Yeah.
And measurements and numbers are amazing power tools as a business owner. Please measure and keep track and use numbers wherever you can, because it makes it really clear what the distinctions are, and it makes it really a clear path to making decisions. So if we know that number one of 250 people that came in, there were 200 that bought item number one and liked it, didn't come back and complain, stopped and said, "Hey, this is terrific," then you can focus on number one, make more of what number one is, maybe make derivatives of that. That way you're listening to what they're saying, as opposed to, this is my grandmama's recipe and it's item number three, and why didn't anyone buy like grandmama's recipe, and they should really be buying that. That's the thing that I love. What's the thing that they love?
That's
So
right.
be focused, be listen to your clients, be
Yeah,
on that end of it.
it's taking ourselves completely out of the equation and putting the other person in the equation instead. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And here's another little rando tip as a business owner. If you have, even if you're online, walk in your front door like a customer. Walk into your space and look around and observe everything. Smell. What is the smell? If you're in a restaurant, does it smell delicious? Does it smell like dirty mop water? Does it, what is everyone see? What you really need to, at least once a quarter or minimum once a year, walk into the front door of your business and observe what someone else would see. Or you could have somebody that come in and look around and tell you everything that they see. Because as business owners, when we're in it, when we see it every day, we don't see things anymore. And so that's a really important thing, is again, it's all from the perspective of the client. What do they want? What do they see? What's their experience?
I love that. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. So, Jesse, what did we go through? We went through all four discoveries, right? Do you have anything, any other little nugget you want to share before I hear that you have a gift for us as well? So you have a nugget and a gift for us?
Yeah, so just to paint the picture for people who might be listening, if you were able to generate just one warm leader referral every single day for the next 90 days, what would that mean and look like for your business? And the cool thing about this system is, like I said, it doesn't take a lot of time. It doesn't take a lot of thing. You just got to follow the system. And if I was able to plug that into your business, walk you and hold you by your hand and do it for you and with you to make sure you stay consistent at it in just a few minutes every single day, how would that transform your business over the next 90 days, over the next 6 months, over the next year? If you had a system that just consistently generated referrals and clients for your business, even if you're brand new in business, what would that look like? Because it's the lifeblood of a business. If I have a generation machine that does not stop, when I constantly, you have to be an absolutely the worst businessman in the world if you had 90 referrals coming to you in the next 90 days and you couldn't close a single one of them. And if it just kept in, just the process of having one new one come in every single day, you would get better at closing them just as a process of it. Like there's no way you could just keep hitting your head against the wall for 90 days without getting someone to buy, especially if it's the warmest lead. It's the lead of someone that says, wow, what this person does is amazing. If you can't close that deal slam dunk, maybe you shouldn't be in business. I don't know.
And then that's critical. Even if you're bad at business, even if you're bad at closing, you should get 10%, which would be nine. So if nine new clients would be helpful to you, then this is a no-brainer, and you're probably going to get more than that. So that's a great nugget, Jesse. So tell them a little bit about or was that the gift?
The gift is everything I talked about on this podcast. If you want pretty much my cliff notes of it, it's just a simple, super simple PDF that walks you through those four transformations, those shifts, and help you be able to plug this into your business. You can go to effortlessgrowth.co and get yourself a copy of that PDF.
Awesome. So what I love about this, Jesse, you said one of my favorite words in the world when it comes to business, and that is systems. So everyone, this is a system. It is an easy system. It is something that you can put in place and do every single day. And once you start doing something every single day, it actually becomes initially might be a little bit of work. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes, the more automatic it becomes, and the process gets better and easier every single time you do it. So if you will do it for 90 days, you probably are going to be in a habit that you can extend it beyond that 90 days without much more effort. So thank you,
Absolutely.
Jesse. That's an amazing gift.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, Karen.
Awesome. And so you all know that if you want to get Jesse's gift or any other gift from any of our speakers, you need to go to profitconnectors.club. That's Profit Connectors, because you're the ones making the connection. Profitconnectors.club is our page where you can go and get all of the gifts. I do encourage you to get Jesse's gift. Start doing it today. And if you miss a day, that's okay. Go back and do it again. Imperfect action is better than no action. So get his gift, implement it, start doing it, and start welcoming in one new referral every single day for the next 90 days. And congratulations on 90 new prospects in your funnel. That's amazing. Thank you. What a great gift, Jesse.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you so much, Jesse, for being here. Really enjoyed our conversation. And thank you for joining us. Keep showing up. Your future self will thank you. And remember, it's your business and your impact. Go make it matter. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.